Jupiter continues to shine brightly in the night sky. And now there's new research that finds the moons that orbit around the planet are actually heating up. Cronkite News reporter Madison Serro explains why experts believe this is happening.
Hamish Hay graduated from the University of Arizona with his PhD in planetary sciences in May. And while he was there, Hay started to look into tidal forces between other planets.
I looked at that process on those planets, but I ignored the possible presence of an ocean on them. I only considered the rocky portions of those planets. And it turned out it wasn't a super important process.
But what was important was where his research took him next.
I wondered if that might be more important for ocean worlds. And so that's what prompted me to apply it to the Galilean satellites.
The Galilean satellites are the four largest moons of Jupiter. Hay now works at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. He says Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto are icy moons with large areas that have potentially melted into oceans. And Io is a rocky moon that may have volcanic activity. Hay says these moons are heating up.
The three icy moons almost certainly have oceans, and the innermost moon may have an ocean made of magma. And when tidal forces deform or act on those oceans, they end up displacing the surface, and that creates a wave.
And that wave creates heat as a product of tidal resonance.
When the frequency of the tidal forces gets close to the natural frequency of the ocean, that's when you get this sort of resonance effect.
This is due to the moons vibrating at different frequencies. That happens when there's a gravitational swing between the moons as they orbit near each other. Mark Rivera Navarro peer-reviewed Hay's work. He's a researcher studying for his PhD in planetary sciences at TU Delft in the Netherlands. Rivera Navarro says the size of the orbit around such a large planet also plays into tidal heating.
And this, because these planets are super massive, like 10 times the mass of the Earth, for example, and Jupiter, they rise super strong tides on these moons.
And understanding those tides is critical. As the moons orbit around Jupiter, the frequency they create depends on the thickness of their oceans.
If the ocean is thick, those waves can move really quickly. If the ocean is thin, they can't move so quickly.
Hay explains missions to Jupiter could reveal what's really happening on Jupiter's moons. Rivera Navarro says the Europa Clipper spacecraft will fly by Jupiter's moons in the future.
And during these flybys, we're going to be able to investigate much better with a higher resolution what's happening in the surface of these moons.
The spacecraft will be launched in the 2020s, but a specific date has not been set. Hay hopes the observations made from these missions will reveal something about how thick the oceans really are.
I think observing these moon-moon tides can help constrain the sort of interior structure of the moon or particularly its ocean thickness, and I think that's really neat.
Hay will have to wait a while before getting more detailed information on Jupiter's moons. The Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer mission is planned for launch in 2022 and would arrive at Jupiter by 2029. The spacecraft would spend 3 years making observations of Jupiter and its three largest moons, Ganymede, Callisto, and Europa. I'm Madison Serro, Cronkite News.